Oh, hey stranger. I'm so happy to see you. Please, come inside. Can I get you anything? Water? Wine? Feel free to sit down and get comfortable. I'm just going to go get my notes and your resume. Okay. I think I have everything I need. Well then, let's begin. I just need you to put on this blindfold. Why? Oh, are you the one asking the questions now? You don't have to do anything I ask of you if you don't want to. I have no interest in a boy that needs convincing. I'm looking for someone who has a natural inclination towards obedience. And based on your resume, you're not the kind of boy who says no too much at all, are you? Go on, put it on. I'm not going to ask again. I don't want you to be distracted by looking at me. I know I'm just wearing a normal shirt right now, but that may change. Do you mind if I sit here? I know it'd probably be more professional if I had a seat across the table, but I prefer a little bit of closeness, especially when what you are auditioning for will definitely require more than a little physical contact. Does it make you nervous having me this close? Are you sure? You look a little flustered. Do you mind if I just put my hand down your collar and feel your heartbeat? Oh, well, your pulse is really high. Have you had any experience with casting before? No? So, you've never been to an audition ever? I see. I'll just write you down as inexperienced. It says here you have a strong preference for dominant women. Is that right? And is that only a sexual preference, or do you like a woman who is dominant in every aspect of her life? You see, what I really like is the feeling of complete control I can have over someone like you. A subject, a submissive. I like when I can crawl inside their mind and occupy their day-to-day thoughts. I need someone who doesn't mind being domesticated, trained, who wants to always improve and be better, be more obedient, more open to fulfilling every single one of my fantasies. And I have a lot of fantasies. On a scale of 1 to 10, how open would you say you are to new experiences? I think openness and curiosity is the most important trait for this job. If you don't like experimenting, this'll never work. What was that? 10? Good boy. This work is very special for me, and I need someone who can fulfill very basic but very important requirements. It requires you to have an instinctual and natural ability to relieve yourself of situational control. That's just a fancy way of saying you need to be okay with being told what to do. You need to like it. And if you love it, I'll notice. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you like being told what to do? Good boy. Now, this job entails that you need to be able to exercise self-control. even in situations where it feels rather impossible. Situations where your head is spinning and you lose all ability to focus and think and act rationally. Under such circumstances, a boy toy like you would need to be able to keep in mind your role and to do everything you can to make me happy. Do you think you have what it takes? I need someone who is able to be completely selfless. A perfect, obedient boy. I'm just going to scoot a little closer, do you mind? I don't want to make you nervous. Would you say a woman like me makes you nervous? Not the panicky kind, but the tingly kind. The anticipatory kind. Where all you have to do is touch her. Be embarrassed. I like a boy who is responsive and sensitive. Someone who shows me how I make them feel and helps me gauge when I should pull back and when I should push further into unexplored territory. I want to know what gets you off. Really gets you off. Not what you would admit to, not what you tell yourself, but what you really, really want. I like knowing which buttons I can push, how each one makes you feel. One to make you tremble, and another to make you moan. You don't mind that, do you? If I try to figure out what triggers you and take advantage of it? I bet just the thought of me abusing your triggers you. You can tell when I'm up to no good, when I start calling you a good boy, when I start touching your arm, when I innocently start caressing your thighs. And the sponge. God, is it getting hot in here, or is it just me? Do you mind if I just take off my shirt? I mean, I know you can't see anything, but I'm really starting to get a little flushed and sweaty. My skin is all pink and shiny. Do you see? Oh, sorry. I forgot. My, and it is quite a bulge. Is that just from sitting next to me and listening to me? How are you going to survive if you get to see me naked? Or if I decide to let you fuck me? We're gonna have to get this dick under control. Have you ever used a chastity cage before? Well, have you ever fantasized about it? You see, I kinda have a thing for holding the key. I absolutely love the feeling of having a boy's sexual gratification quite literally dangling around my neck. You don't mind that, do you? The first thing I'm going to do is put you in my very own little cage. The smallest one I can possibly fit on you. And at first, it's just frustrating for you. But after a while, you'll start to feel the real effect. The sense of surrender. The need to make me happy. It's almost a form of domestication. Domestication for boys. Doesn't that sound fun? While I'm out all day being busy, you'll be here at home, cooking and cleaning, making sure everything is just the way I want it. Maybe I could even dress you up a little, put you in a cute little maid costume and watch you prance around the house, my pretty little domesticated slut. It's going to be so easy for you to be my little puppy. All the things I'm gonna make you do. And you'll be so happy and appreciative of me and my body. Looking at my cleavage from a distance, the key between my tits, dreaming of being let out. You're gonna have to work for every little bit of pleasure, and it'll feel so rewarding that you'll be happy to do it over and over and over again. You don't mind putting in the work to make your domina happy. It is one thing to just take an order. It's another thing to crave the control. And you do crave my control. Deep down there is such an intense longing. Not just to be controlled, but to take away all agency. You want to have no other choice. When I take away your ability to choose, it finally allows some breathing room in your mind. A moment to declutter. When everything feels perfectly ordered, you feel calm. You feel present. By removing your freedom, I am making you freer. Free to indulge in the pleasures that you crave. Free to be unfree. Free to be bound. Free to be forced. Free to submit. I want you to just embrace your role. Embrace your role as my toy. Embrace your newfound purpose. Accept what you can't control and feel how it releases you from worry and anxiety. What's to worry about? When there's nothing you can do about it. You are just a boy toy. And when I come, when I tell you that you've been a good little boy, you'll thank me. Every time you get to pleasure me, you'll show me how grateful you are. Say it to me. I want to hear it. I want to see it. Should be, I'm your boy toy. Just a boy with a nice dick that I can use for my own fucked up pleasure. And you fucking crave it. As my boy toy, you'll be spending a significant amount of time between my thighs. Using your mouth to give me pleasure. Relishing the feeling of my wet pussy against your mouth. Taste the smell. And the pressure around your skull as you make me quiver and moan. You'll lick my pussy whenever and wherever I want to. Whether sitting at my desk working or on the couch or on the beach, all I have to do is snap my fingers and you'll get right to licking. Once I'm satisfied in that position, I'll lock your head with my thighs and roll you over to sit on your face. I will make you completely focused on me. Worshipping my body. Touching me all over. There's only one pussy in the world that could make you feel like this. Only one that can make you surrender completely. Only one that you feel like you could drown in. After a while, you will completely forget about your own pleasure. Everything starts with me. You'll learn to edge, to control yourself. You'll learn to come on command. You'll do all sorts of fun tricks to keep me happy. You're not gonna see me naked until you've earned it. You'll learn to love this blindfold. When I put it on you, it means you get to touch and play with me. The intensity of physical contact increases exponentially the more I deprive your senses. Maybe I should give you earplugs and let you lick my pussy for as long as I want. just between my legs in complete silence, complete darkness, feeling my lips against your lips, only focused on me, and the soft inside of my thighs around your head. And this is the kind of dedication and worship I need from a boy toy. And I'm going to make sure you get so much encouragement. And if you don't do as you're told, well, I can still have a lot of fun punishing you. What do I mean? Well, let's just say there is a certain room in this house with padded doors and thick locks, with chains, straps, handcuffs, and shackles. And while good boys get to go out shopping with me, get to pamper me, get to taste me and touch me every day, bad boys go in the dungeon. And sometimes I forget not only the key to your poor, caged little dick, I sometimes forget the key to the door, so you're just helplessly trapped down there waiting for me. And when I come back, I'm not usually in a good mood. And when I'm not in a good mood, I like making cute boys cry with desperation. Shibby, I'm your boy. It's the sweetest, most amazing thing in the world. And there's nothing better and more rewarding than hearing my delicious voice calling you a good boy. Getting praise from me is the sweetest little hit of ecstasy. It feels so, so good. No wonder you crave it. You'll do anything to chase that feeling. Your role is entirely about my pleasure. Do you have any idea how heavenly it sounds when I come? When this sweet little voice of mine starts moaning. Demanding. Determining. I want the sound of my voice to be a constant, incessant distraction. Every time you notice how tight that becomes, I want you to imagine me blushing, sweating, crushing you between my thighs. I want you to think about how that image makes you feel. How badly you want to make me come. Just so you can hear it, my moans and my whimpers. Your satisfaction is my satisfaction. Because when you're my toy, I own you. I own your mind, your body. I own this fucking dick. I mean it. This is my dick. I have so much control over it, it might as well be attached to my body. I decide when it gets hard. I decide how and if it gets to come. How long to tease you. How long to deny you completely. You'll be fully under my control. Fully lost under my spell. You're gonna learn to hold back, to deny yourself in favor of me. To be the perfect boy toy. If you can do all that, you might just be all that I've been looking for. You know, I think you and I are going to get along very, very well. There are definitely a lot of shared interests between us, I can tell. Lots of interesting things to explore. And I think I've asked everything I needed to ask. How about you come back here tomorrow around the same time? And we'll see if we can't get you into that cage.